So what we did was we sat down and a bunch of us got together and looked at 34 worldwide COVID-safe applications. Unfortunately, we only had time to focus on the Android version, so we can't really comment too much about the iOS version. So we looked at apps from countries like Australia, obviously, and then we went to look at Malaysia, Singapore, South Africa, Vietnam. So altogether, what we did was we put those apps through a rigorous security analysis and then also looked at any potential privacy information leakage from those apps. And then through the study, what we really found was that 70% of the apps pose security risks due to various reasons, like whether they didn't use very strong cryptographic algorithms.
Mm.
Sometimes they just store personal information in plain text format that other people could look at or, you know, extract from your app, right? And then surprisingly, we found like 75% of the apps actually had trackers in them, like from Facebook and Google, right?
Mm.
So our study also looked at some privacy issues that are related to these apps. Maybe Jason can tell you a bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. So according to our study, the results demonstrate that there's no solution that is able to protect users' privacy against all of attacks investigated. And also, the most important thing that the government should be aware is that the replay attack, which a malicious user can replay valid identifiers to redirect all the traffic from one place, for example, someplace anywhere in Australia to another place, for example, Melbourne, to virtually or digitally alter the footprint of the contact, could result in the target area being incredibly locked down due to false information. And this is the thing, very important thing that the government should be aware.
Right. So your research did conclude that the COVID Safe app is one of the safest in the world. And I guess what kind of set it apart from the other tracing apps that you analyzed?
So one of the important things that we found in terms of security is that so some of the things that we talked about earlier, like trackers and using insecure cryptographic algorithms, was not one of the things that we found with the COVID Safe app. So it has been designed really well in terms of providing security. One small thing we found was that some of the data was stored locally that were not encrypted, but we found that later on, actually, the app was actually modified to make sure that the data that's even stored on your local phone has been encrypted. So this is why when we compared Australian app against, you know, 34 other worldwide Android applications, we determined that from a security point of view, it was actually, you know, one of the safest that's out there. The as Jason just pointed out, like in terms of privacy, it's tricky, right?
Yeah.
No solution is perfect, okay? That's what we found, right? Every solution has its potential drawbacks. So Australian solution uses an idea where users themselves record information on their own app, but after registering with the centralized server, which is, you know, something that's managed by the government, but then only if you were infected, do you need to then give your phone to the health authorities, and it is only then that they can actually look at the information that's saved on your phone, right?
Yeah.
To identify infected users. So I know that some people might be concerned that when you use the app, your phone is sending some small bit of information that gets recorded by other phones, but actually the information that gets sent is encrypted, so not everyone can read that.
Right.
And there is a small tiny concern that some people has, which is that the information that you're sending may use sometimes some people, you know, use names like, you know, Jason's iPhone or you know, Damit's iPhone, for example, in their Bluetooth settings. So that information could be read by someone else. But other than that, really, we didn't find any large concerns with the Australian app. And really, compared to the rest of the world, what we said was that our app, from a security point of view, is well designed. And the limitations in terms of privacy are really well understood.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it there. They did modify the app early on, and there was a fair bit of criticism that said that the app wasn't fully supporting people's privacy. I guess, do you believe this is still the case?
So again, there's no like a solution, overall solution to secure or to make privacy preserving for everything currently. So in centralized version, so CopySafe, of course, is one of the best and one of the most secure app in contact tracing among contact tracing apps. But for some other countries might take another approach where it is decentralized or which is called distributed. Mm. Then, but overall, there's no solution that everything can be secured and privacy preserving. But the Australian one, CopySafe, has done a good job.
Yeah, I think I would just add this. So the idea with decentralized is that the other alternative for Australia is really to go down with some of the solutions that are just getting implemented now. Remember that we went early, right? Our app was one of the earliest ones, and it's designed actually based on the Singapore app, which we found is also very secure, right? So that's also one of the best, actually. We actually ranked it very close to the Australian app in our solution. So the other way, really, for Australia to go is to what Jason was alluding to, which is the decentralized version, where everyone then stores information on their local phones, and people are now in charge of kind of doing the detection work of determining if they have been infected. So the difference with the Australian version is now, if I'm diagnosed as being infected, then I would go to the health authorities, I would give them my phone, and then they would be able to then check who is infected and then inform those the other people, right?
Yeah.
But so you could argue that, hey, you know, other people's private information is known by a centralized authority, like, for example, the health services, right?
Mm.
So, you know, if you are comfortable with that idea, I mean, we give up a lot of our health information when we go to, whether we use a credit card or when we go out or when we use Google phone or whether we use Facebook, and definitely when you go to the hospital. So I guess our assessment was that from that point of view, we're not really creating, a further
And I guess just to finish up, there are a lot of concerns. People still are hostile towards downloading app, and also there hasn't been that many cases that have been detected by the app itself that weren't already detected by humans through our own processes. What do you have to say to people who are hostile about downloading the app? Would you recommend it?
Personally, so it's a personal choice, right? So we all have to make that choice ourselves. So personally, you know, my family uses the app, so and we've downloaded it. But there is a small caveat to all of this, because we know that there's a solution with the Android version versus the iOS version.
Yeah.
So my family has both iOS and Android phones, so I know I haven't got it on my iOS phone, because I know that they still have the issue that when you shut down your phone or lock it, that the app doesn't work in the background. But with Android, so that's why we opted to test for all Android phones and Android-based apps.
Mm.
And Android, as far as we found, the app works correctly. So it may be that some of the user base is iOS and not Android. And then, so that could be one of the reasons why we haven't found so many, good use of the app. The other one I think of is that just numbers that health authorities are saying that needed to use the app hasn't reached a critical point, right?
Yeah.
Where we can really make use of it. But the key point to remember is that all the information is actually saved on your phone, right? And then if you choose to, you don't have to give the phone, right, to health authority if you're infected. You could choose not to. You could just say, I don't have the app. Right? There's still a choice, right?
Yeah.
You're still in charge.